12 with Alan Wade and Keith Davis.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Taxi Dave. I want to invite you to come visit Sacramento, California, because we've been added new bars, nightclubs, hotels, restaurants, and there's a lot of tourism with the state capitol, museums like art, history, and transportation. Yeah, you know who I am. I'm Taxi Dave, with my black and yellow cab. You know who I am, and everything I do is big in my black and yellow cab. Now my cab looks unapproachable. It's safe, it's mean, and it's super clean. And you want to ride with me because I'm the big cat.
Hold up, who's the big cat?
I'm the big cat. Yeah. I'll be behind the wheel of my yellow cab, singing it and tapping it, and that's that. Got a call from a customer, it's just in. They need a pickup at the Holiday Inn.
Oh. You know who I am. I'm Taxi Dave, with my black and yellow cab. You know who I am, and everything I do is big in my black and yellow cab.
Smoke, yo ho, let's slow down for ladies. Who's about to guide you through a magical land? I'm Peter Pan from the club to the art museum. And who's about to give you the wisdom you need? Your old Socrates on the ride to the high regency. Keep him on speed dial when you're 10 drinks in. You can travel in style, spin him with a drum friend. He'll suggest cuisine for you. Stop out and discuss the Renaissance like a boss for the fool. Excuse my language.
I got in with a shot at about to take her back to my place. They recommend that we see the local theater's new space. Girl, I promise I'ma let you finish another night. But Hamlet had the greatest climax of all time.
Oh. You know who I am. I'm Taxi Dave. With my black and yellow cap. You know who I am, and everything I do is big in my black and yellow cab. You know who I am, I'm Taxi Dave, in my black and yellow cab. You know who I am, and everything I do is big in my black and yellow cab.
Okay, so as I start the show, wow, that is... There's nothing to really say.
The beginning of that just sounded like Eminem ate Spose and threw up or something. Yeah, but then it got kind of cool.
Yeah. It's a really weird rap song. That's all I can say.
And very unique.
Made even better by the fact that it's on Auto-Tune the News. Oh, I love it. Okay, so it's been a crazy week.
Yeah, for me too.
We were delayed a little bit yesterday. We were supposed to do a shout out to my daughter on her birthday and on her birthday day. Man. It's all right. You didn't know, and I should have checked with you earlier before the day. But you had things you had to do, which fine and dandy. You know, life continues to go on. We'll do the shout out for my daughter a little bit later on in the show. Not too much later though, because
I just got caught up in one of those things where I was so busy doing what I was doing, I totally slipped my mind what day it was. Oh, what happened? It's crazy.
No, because I was exactly the same way. I completely forgot what day it was. Was it Monday? And so wanted it to be Friday. So, but I think that's more of a work thing.
I have so much trouble just keeping up with what day of the week it is. I mean, I literally have trouble sometimes whether it's Monday or Thursday, and that's kind of scary.
Yeah, but you're a self-employed entrepreneur working the limelight, living it in your black and yellow taxi cab. No, I don't know.
Hey, man, that's just what happens when every day is exactly like the day before. You know, you get confused.
Well, to let you know on a little secret, I'm going to be like that for the next 3 weeks. I got my transfer in finally. You know the transfer I've been talking about.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. So you got a little break in between, huh?
Yeah, I got a little break. Well, because the other job doesn't start until May 21st. So.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And of course, the people I was working for before they found out early that I wasn't happy where I was, so they were like, see ya. Don't want to be
here. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. But it was funny because, like, you know, HR, as HR, you know, is, they smoothed it out. They was like, hey, look,
yeah,
do this, do that. You're still going to get paid.
Silly.
And, it, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, I'm hearing rumors and scuttlebutt that, you know, I was given 2 weeks notice. No.
Well, was it just because they found out that you were going to be transferred that they're like, if you're going to leave anyway, leave now type thing?
I think it was one of those things, you know, they were all like, you know, it's weird. You're like, you know, they want you to the particular job we were doing had to deal with billing. They didn't want you to do billing errors. And I wasn't doing many billing errors, but I was doing other procedural errors to get the billing done, you know, in a fashionable manner. But at the same time, they were like, well, if you put this in the wrong place, then, you know, and I'm thinking I'm getting a write-up for, like, you know, billing errors. Actually billing somebody the wrong amount of money. No, it's the procedural stuff. It's the stuff, you know.
One of those things like we can use this as an excuse. This is what we want. And here's how we're going to get it type thing.
We don't want you here anymore.
Yeah.
Crazy,
well, you know,
black man.
In Texas, they don't need a reason in Texas anyway. If they just want to say, hey, look, we've just decided we don't need your services anymore. That's all they got to say.
Yeah, they wanted to seem fair, and that's fine. And I took the better road, you know, more money.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know.
You just think they'd want to get the work out of you while you were there, you know, unless they got too many employees or something like that. You know?
I will say this now that I'm not employed with the other employer. I do think something weird is happening there, and that's all I'm going to say.
I'll say this. The whole time I worked in that building with you, there was always something weird going on in some part of that building.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There's a lot of that going on in that building, I tell you. But,
yeah, this there is.
But on happier notes, we do have a movie to review. And we do have a few. Oh, gosh, I left an old news report in there.
I read over them. I couldn't tell which one was the old one.
The marijuana rally was an old one. We may have covered that, but
we discussed it, but we didn't cover that particular article.
We didn't cover that particular article. So we'll let the nuts hang on that one.
Exactly.
but let's get to. I'm kind of curious if I want to get to the movie, considering we're behind by 5 minutes. You know what? Let's get into the movie.
Why not? It's fresh on my mind. I just finished watching it.
You just finished watching. The movie at hand that I'm talking about is Edward Scissorhands. Doggone. I should have it on IMDb like an idiot. I don't. Wait, maybe I do. Let me look.
Tim Burton movie.
1990 Tim Burton movie.
Oh, wow.
Starring Johnny Depp, Winona Ryder, Diane Weiss, Anthony Michael Hall. Yeah. Kathy Baker and a whole bunch of others. I have to say, I thought I remembered a lot more of this movie than I had. And come to find out, I didn't remember as much as I thought I did.
That was unique for me because that was me seeing it for the first time ever. I'd always heard about it. I didn't even know it was a Tim Burton movie until I turned it on. In fact, I didn't even know it was Johnny Depp and Winona Ryder until I turned it on.
Oh, wow. You were in for a big surprise. So I'm going to get the fresh new Oh Snap. What do you think of this movie?
I tell you what I liked about it is that it was remade. What I mean is, had I watched it back when it came out, it would have meant something totally different than what it means to why I watch it now.
Okay.
Because when I watch it now, it kind of, a lot of it's like nostalgic because I remember some things that were going on in that time period when the movie came out.
Mm.
But I thought it was very interesting how they made all the houses all one color in pastels. I wondered how many people actually noticed that. It's like they created a whole world there.
Right.
And you said it came out, what year?
1990.
Okay, well, they had rotary phones on the wall, like the ones you put your finger in and dialed. I thought, how interesting, you know?
It was still you could still find them, and there was a nostalgic air about them even at that time. Like, we were in the verge of the cell phone, but we weren't amongst it like we are right now.
Right.
And that is definitely, definitely...
I was, try to figure out, were they trying to set that thing in the 50s or 60s or something, by the way the people were dressed?
There's he wanted it to sort of be timeless, so he crossed a whole bunch of times at a weird level. A true fact is those houses, that is an actual suburb.
Oh, wow.
And those, the only thing they changed was the colors of the houses, and that was it. So those houses actually looked like that, but the colors were different. Yeah.
So did you happen to notice that the cars were all pastel colors too, but they didn't necessarily match the house?
it's a Tim Burton trait.
It was
There's tons of color in everything, but your main characters are always one black solid color. Look at Batman and Batman Returns. Nightmare Before Christmas, it's the same thing.
It was really reminded me of that one.
Corpse's Bride, same thing. And some of his other live action stuff, that's all the same thing. So it's all kind of weird that way. So
it's not necessarily a movie I would probably watch again, because I don't usually go for movies like that, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a good sit down and enjoy. I have to admit, I accidentally watched it in front of a 3-year old, or no, a 6-year old. And there was some moments where I was like, should he really be watching this woman throw herself on this scissor hand man?
Right.
Showing her breast assisticis and trying to get it on with Mr. Scissorhands. Ooh, and I'm going to point out some stupid things the movie does have, because it does have a couple of stupid things.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're a woman and you want to get it on with Mr. Scissorhand man, taking off your clothes is probably not the best thing to do. Okay. You don't want him to grab a hold of a breasticis and pop a hole in that titty. That's not what you want.
She took a big risk just getting him excited. Exactly. Imagine if he got too excited.
I mean, at the end of the movie, he was cutting up the kid's face just by trying to say, "Hey, I'm trying to help.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?" And you know, he could have been just like, "Hey, show me the nipple." Ooh,
yeah, no
off.
Kidding.
You know. So anyway,
the flick of a finger, just top would have been off. You know.
Exactly. Sorry, Taylor. She's 18 years old. I feel so old. Feel so old. Gosh. I feel like I should have more gray hair than I have, and I have one gray hair.
Oh, wow.
One gray hair.
I got like three or four, but I try to hide them well.
And it's in my nose. And every once in a while, I'll be picking my nose, and I'll, you know, you're trying to, you know, clean out a booger, and the hair will come out. And I'm like, oh no, that's the gray one.
Yeah,
I gotta keep that one. Let me glue that one back in. Let me glue.
Did you hear that thing? Like, if you pulled one gray hair, three are growing in its place. The old wives tale.
Right, I heard that, but it's not working. My dad had wonderful salt and pepper hair when he passed away. I would love to be able to have that right now with my hairstyle now. I'd be all that in a bag of chippies. It's not happening. Not happening at all. So anyway, the movie was great. Apparently, it's not something that you would want. I'd give it at least 3 stars out of 5.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
You know what? My daughter's in the chat room. Oh, cool. I need to. Oh no, wait. Did she quit? No, wait. No, she's back. Okay, she's in the chat room. Cool. Daughter's in the chat room. She's probably saying, "Dad, stop telling people how old I am." Okay. We covered the movie. We covered my recent unemployment. Unemployment.
Your interesting transition.
Yeah, my interesting transition. What other good topic should we do before we get to our wonderful song of the day?
Well, let's see what we got here. I was looking at something. I got a weird question here.
All right. Okay.
I'm a single guy, right?
Yes.
I got a lot going on in my life right now, so I kind of want the companionship of a female, but at the same time, it's kind of hard to go out and meet anybody right now. So the question is, should I join like an eHarmony type site or something like that?
Ooh. And you're asking the married man.
Ooh. Yeah, exactly. Just your opinion.
Yeah, because the way I met my wife, my current wife, was I looked her in the eye and said, girl, I'm going to marry you. And she's like, okay. And then a couple years later.
Well, you know, I've never really found anybody, but I've been trying to look for somebody anyway. But this town is just, most of the people in it, they just aren't my type. It's hard to find what I want around here, you know?
You know what? I think the number one problem is you're looking. Because, the two women that I married, the way I met both of them, and that it has nothing to do with any similarities in the women themselves, but mm-hmm. It was weird. I wasn't looking to get in a relationship, but it happened. And I have to admit, the memories of that, of both of those relationships, wonderful. Now, I screwed up some stuff, and this current one, I'm making sure I don't make that same mistake again. But, you know, when you're not looking, it seems like the magic's happening. Now, if you go out there and you're like, I'm not saying that eHarmony's not bad. It's got a good track record. Mm-hmm. It's got a really good track record. And there's another one, not eHarmony, but matchmaker.com or something. Going to Fuckbook or...
adult friend finder.
Adult friend finder. As long as you're not doing that, then I think you're going to be all right. Because you know, if you do that, you're going to have to scrub down with some serious.
Oh no, that wasn't a consideration. Really, I was just interesting.
Booty calls are fun.
Because a lot of people do that.
Booty calls are fun. Don't say no to a good booty call. I'll say that too.
Well, you know,
you're 18
you're
years
right,
old
though,
and my daughter, and then that's a whole nother. No.
You're right, though, about what you said, though, because the three serious relationships I was in, I wasn't looking when I found them. So I guess maybe that's the secret formula. Who knows?
You know, just set yourself at a bar, unzip your pants, and she'll come a calling. No. I wish it was that simple. I wish it was like fishing.
Picture us, you know, something.
And then, well, no, maybe not fishing. That's a bad simile. Because well, then, you know, if you get hooked and then you're not the right size, you throw it back. It's probably not.
I guess you could look at it like you look at friends.
There you go. Yeah. You know what? The best lovers are friends.
That's a good point.
And I'm glad we're not at that stage in our relationships.
Right.
Oh, goodness gracious.
But no, you know, if there was some place to go besides a bar to meet women, it would just be nice. I guess that's the bottom line. It's hard to find places to meet women.
And in this town, you actually are quite right. The bar is pretty much the only thing. Maybe a movie theater if you're quasi-lucky.
You do church, but not much visiting goes on at church.
Right. And, you know, I've been so many different religions in my life's time. I have to say, I'm starting to. I don't want to say this on the show, but because I know we'll get emails at osnapshow@gmail.com. I'm making sure it doesn't go to my direct line. But I'm starting to waver towards the atheist feeling, and that's not. But it's a weird atheist feeling. It's like I believe in God, but I don't believe what man says about God, and there's a weird. Yeah. There's a weird dichotomy in that, and that's for another show. I think that's a whole show right there.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because I got some thoughts on that too. Maybe we could save it for something like that.
Yeah, we'll save that for another show. We'll call it the Oh Snap Religion Show.
There we go.
With the big middle finger, because I believe in baby Jesus, but I just don't believe what man wrote about baby Jesus. So
right,
that's a whole nother.
Lots of different opinions out there on all that stuff.
Especially, well, let me. I'll put it this way: if God and baby Jesus causes war, then somebody's not writing the whole story. And that's my whole. Sums it up in a few words. And it looks like we're at the special moment in the show.
We're very cool.
I have a special song. I want to do the radio voice so bad. Let me do it. I feel embarrassed because it's like I can't do this. It's my daughter. I can't do the voice for the daughter. This is a special shout out going to, and this is a special shout out going out to Taylor, who just turned 18 today. Said her favorite songs is Rascal Flatts, "Life Is a Highway." I've got a special dedication going to you. Your daddy loves you, and he knows he's a fool. and
so
see.
So if we don't get to see you, have a great Thanksgiving. Have a wonderful Christmas. Happy holidays. God bless every single one of you. Because sometimes life is just a highway. You bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door. Blues won't haunt you anymore. With the brave, I'm free, and love will soar. Come and ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate, but there's not much time left today. Sing it!
Taylor.
Nice.
If only I had more time with my kids, I'd tell you. I'd teach them how to boogie to that song. That's what I do.
Well, I think it's pretty awesome that she would come on here and listen to the shout out. That's really cool.
Oh, you know, there's time, you know, with every kid, you know, and you know, with your sister as well as with your with your kids. You always have bad times as well as good times.
Right.
And the older your kids get and the closer they get to being adults of their own and having their own kids, you start seeing, A, more of yourself, but B, you start also going, you know, they're people. You got to treat them like right. people. You can't do any, you can't do anything other than that. And once they've
done your
you,
job is yeah. like shaping their mind.
Well, I don't want to put my hands so much because their mom did such a wonderful job. And I really do, you know, I really do say, you know, I wasn't there enough. I know that, but their mom did a wonderful job and I can sit and relate with these kids, you know, and I stutter saying kids. I can't really say that anymore, but you know, they're all, you know, as a dad to any children, you're always going to see them that way until I get the first grandkid, which she said I'll have about at her age of 25, which I'm looking sort of forward to, I guess.
Sort of 7 years in the future, man.
Yeah, 7 years in the future. Get that college degree, become a real good nurse, and I'll
You got plenty of time to get your mindset for it.
Yeah, and you know, and the cool thing about it is, you know, I'm pretty sure we're going to have one of those days where I sit down, I take her out to dinner and say, hey, lady, wonderful lady of my loin, tell me about yourself now, you know.
Right.
Let's yeah. chit-chat. Let's be real.
Something nice to look forward to.
Let's have a talk about atheism together, you know. Okay. Time to get to the funny part of the show, which has been waiting so long. No. Okay, so what the hell is up with Pizza Hut? Let's just Did you see the story I posted?
I haven't
Pizza
seen
Hut?
This one, but I can only imagine. I okay. love imagining things like this.
Let me play the commercial first.
Okay.
And let you hear it. And then just go, what the, because you're even gonna go, what the fuck? You know?
And
go to the website while we're doing this, while I'm playing the commercial. And okay. go to the website and you know what? Let's see. Do I have a? I don't have a picture. It's a video.
But linked,
it's at brosseus.com. Just go to brosseus.com.
Oh,
that's where you can get all the good Brother Seuss productions. And since I have 3 weeks off, we're going to have to definitely talk about Star Trek.
Oh yeah, we got to get.
To- we got to do. We can do a Star Trek live thing.
What
Me, you. Play and start. You see that? You see what it is? All right. Let me. I'm gonna play this commercial. And okay. then we're gonna talk from there. Oh, I had to mute it before because I didn't want the kids to. All right, here it is.
Can I have a cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger?
Sure. Hail Pizza Hut's royal masterpiece, the new Crown Crust Pizza, made with perfectly grilled mini cheeseburger chips, nestled in golden crown crusts, topped with beef, fresh veggies, and drizzled with Pizza Hut's special sauce. The new Cheeseburger Crown Crust Pizza. Relish a first-of-its-kind deliciousness, only at Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Is
so,
that for real?
Yes. That is for real. Pizza Hut has a crown crust pizza with burgers in it. If you get to see the picture of it, if you go to the website, you'll see the whole video. And when you see it, it's a circular dish with little bitty. It's like the bottom bun and the top of the burger is baked into a pizza dough. And then you have burger in the middle.
Yeah, like, what was that crap in the middle?
The crap in the middle was burger, lettuce, tomato. So it was like you had two burgers. You had the burger that was on the pizza and the dough, and then you had a burger on the side. And you could
So is it a pizza or a big hamburger?
Well, it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. That because we're such a healthy country, it's a little bit of both.
So you know what's kind of funny about this, man? I saw a list of you know, foods they could have but don't.
Right.
And they had a Pizza Hut pizza with like hot dogs in the crust, like hot dog crust pizza. So they were like making fun of this.
They're
this
making
is for
fun
real.
Of that, but they actually do. I don't think it's Pizza Hut that does the hot dog crust pizza. I think it's like somewhere in China or Japan.
Somebody's doing that?
They actually have one where there is an actual hot dog cooked in the dough. Now, don't get me wrong. Every once in a blue moon, once a year maybe, this is a good idea. You want to splurge. You're off. You've been good on your diet for a whole year.
Into trying something weird.
You want to try something just a little bit weird? How about putting a little hot dog in my pizza dough? See, I got off on the cheese in the pizza dough. I got off on the pepperoni and cheese in the pizza dough. As soon as you said hot dog, you know what I'm saying? This is like,
what are they gonna do next? Put chili in the chili crusted pizza.
A chili crusted pizza. There you go. You get your chili. You got your pizza. Oh, crawfish. Why don't you put crawfish in there?
That would be a funny one.
Oh, goodness. Crawfish or catfish. There you go.
They could do it as like a joke to see if anybody would really eat it.
Right,
know?
Exactly. I'm and then people wonder why I call the show Oh Snap. This is it. This is 100% it.
For the dudes with the money, you get your caviar crusted pizza.
Oh, there you go. Caviar crusted pizza with a little bit of crepes on the top.
I didn't know. I just did pizza.
Yes.
Evening.
Oh, goodness gracious. That is just.
What kind of wine goes with caviar crusted pizza?
a little mimosa with that as well.
I'll have a brandy and a cigar after. Thank you.
That is what we need to do. You need to come over to my house today with a cigar.
Hey man, I've got some 6 months aged in the humidor. We need to do that.
We need to do that. I since I'm now unemployed, I need to have me a cigar.
Well, I got a few of them that are ready to be smoked.
Hey, if you look at your Skype, do you see me now?
I'm seeing you now.
You see me now. So you see my you see the greasy part of my head, my permed hair. Okay, so at least we know that works now. That's cool. Okay.
Where are we?
Okay. So anyway, we were having technical difficulties before the show. That's why we were a little bit late.
Were talking about your hair earlier too, and I was wondering what it looked like. What was we saying about your hair earlier?
I don't know. My perm is acting weird. It's about time to do a touch up on my perm, and I said to myself, what was it? Almost a year. Like I was in a country band with a lot of long-haired white guys. And jokingly, one of them... you've got the shirt of the band. And one of the guys in the band had... Or one of the sound guys that we had at the time, he had permed his hair. He used to have curly hair, and he permed it, and it went straight.
And was it really long?
It was really long, and the guys were all like, making fun of him, looking like, one of the...
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. When did Bon Jovi walk in here and all this other stuff? And I jokingly said, I could do that. And they were all like, no, you can't. So the next week, I straightened my hair. And then the lady that straightened my hair is like, hey, whenever you come back, I'll, do braids and stuff.
I think I remember that. Did you came to work like that?
I came to work, and you were just like, you looked at me like, what the... happened.
Is that Alan?
Alan? That's Alan, but he looks white. Half Japanese. What the
heck? He looks a little bit like Dracula or something.
Yeah,
I was
weird.
Scared at first.
But I've since come to the realization that it's a little bit, I kind of like having it this long. It's a little less work than an afro, and all I have to do is put like some grease in it every once in a blue moon, and it's good.
But you look intelligent.
Yeah, I look intelligent.
Yeah,
and I'm hoping someday to have it as long as Snoop Dogg. That is literally my goal.
He's got some hair.
Yeah, I saw
him and Willie Nelson got it going on.
Yeah, I saw maybe a couple of months ago, he had his like in front of it. Like you normally, you see a black guy with long hair. It's behind him. Stevie Wonder. Yeah. It's behind him. He had it in front, and it was touching one of his nipples. And I said, okay. That's the goal,
Man, I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah, it was that long, and I was just like, I've got to do that. And if I can do it and do it right. But I did something stupid the other day. I put my hair in a ponytail, and it's not long enough yet to put in a ponytail. And then fell asleep. So I have all these weird waves and stuff now in my hair. So I have to touch up my hair and have it redone and all this other stuff.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't believe me, but back in like mid '90s, I had hair halfway down my back. So I braided it, and I looked kind of weird, actually. But for the time, it worked.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think everybody needs to have long hair once. Everybody needs to braid their hair once. And everybody needs to have an afro once. And I think
I've had extremely short hair ever since I've had extremely long hair. So I should probably try the middle at some point.
You should do a little afro.
That would be interesting.
Do an afro because your partner said to do an afro.
Well, my hair curls, you know, and it gets big curls. I would look like a ginger or something. I don't know.
Hey, that'd be kind of, that actually. The redhead afro is in, my man. Yeah. The 70s look is in, trust me, because it's 2012.
I have no reason not to try that, though. Yeah. Just to see if I can do it. You know, I can always go back to the short.
You know what? You are right. We are going to have to elongate our shows. I just looked at the time. I was like, well, fuck. We didn't even get halfway to where we're going.
Already used up all the space.
Right. Okay. So I've been doing a lot of bacon posts on Facebook. And
it says
right. And now I have to admit, I will always be a bacon fan. I even found a wonderful diet that will allow me to eat bacon on a regular basis. But let's see, is this Jack in the Box now has a bacon shake.
Yes, they do.
I'm trying to pull it up to see if I can get all the okay, here it is. For a time as limited can be, according to the disclaimer in the ad for the shake, the fast food chain is offering a secret item to customers in the know within putting the flavor on its menu. Apparently, even though the shake is bacon flavored without having any actual bacon in it, a 24 ounce large is still piled at 1,081 calories and 54 grams of fat into your gut.
Man, that's some people's limit for the day.
I eat a
typical
salad a
diet's
day
worth
now.
Double that, right?
Yeah, a typical diet is at least 2,000. Right. But that's pretty much, you pretty much had breakfast and a little bit of lunch there.
You better be on the Slim Fast diet if you're drinking that.
Exactly. You can't do anything else. Wow. But it is on my to-do list.
I'm going to have to try. How can you not try that?
Try,
you know,
a bacon shake. Yeah. I mean, look, there was another bacon link that I did, which was it was bacon wrapped eggs and cheese and muffin pins, and you put them in the oven for like at 350 degrees. You let it cook for 15 minutes, and it made a little bacon wrapped egg breakfast. That is a typical, you know, that's a typical breakfast for, you know, your eggs, your bacon, a little bit of cheese on your eggs. Woo woo. You put a little biscuit in between those, and you've got an egg McMuffin, pretty much.
Well, here's the question though. What if you're eating that, or maybe a double bacon cheeseburger? Can you have the bacon flavored shake with that?
Oh,
would it go, or would it be gross?
Now you're talking. Now you're talking cholesterol high and heart attack. You know what?
Would you like to upgrade that to a heart attack? The heart attack size.
Yeah, the heart attack size. Well, you can at the Heart Attack Cafe in L.A. You heard about the second person having a heart attack at the Heart Attack Cafe?
Oh, no, I haven't heard.
Yeah, that's not actually in our show notes. This is actually something I was about to put in there because it's pertinent, but I was lazy. But apparently the Heart Attack Grill in L.A. had one guy maybe about 3 or 4 months ago. He was eating a burger, fell over, had a heart attack. Wow. They had a lady maybe a week or two ago do the exact same thing. Now, their burgers are known to be high in cholesterol and fat.
Well, the name of the place is the Heart Attack.
Right. I mean, you get served by doctors and nurses who tell you that this food is bad for you. But there's a common sense. You would think people like me who eat good during the week, and this is something recent because I found out about high blood pressure. I eat now a salad a day, and I'm trying to watch all my sugars and my salts and all that.
But you've always stayed pretty active too. That helps.
Oh yeah, that does help staying active. But if you're somebody who knows, if you know you're hot, you got high blood pressure, your cholesterol is screwed up, and you go to this place to have a burger and a smile, well, you asking for trouble. So,
well, and I bet they got a strong case in court. They're like, look at the name of the place. What did they expect?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you go to a place called the Heart Attack Grill, and you are expecting to see lobster and a salad, you may not be thinking. I wanted to say something really stupid. You ain't thinking with a whole motherfucking head. That's what it is. I was going to say something a little less funnier than that, but you ain't thinking. That's never mind. Yeah, I was about to say something about, you know, Obama being on Jimmy Fallon and, you know, and singing and slow jamming the news. It's like that's like expecting Obama not to slow jam the news. You know what I'm saying? A black man not going to go on TV and go, "Hey baby, I'm the president." He's the president.
I got to get a less squeaky chair, man. Every time I move, it's like,
that's all right. All you need is a WD-40. What are you doing in that chair? That's what I'm. It's just...
Well, all you have to do in this chair for it to squeak is like lean forward or lean back, and it's just gonna squeal at you.
Okay, so I tried to go into a different.
Sorry to disappoint you there, but
doggone, I was trying to get you to say something like, "Oh, well, you know, last night when the booty call came over."
Wish I had the story like that right now.
Yeah, just last. Well, anyway. Okay, so anyway, you know what's messed up is there's a new game called World of Tanks that I've been playing that is probably, it's also free, just like Star Trek. We'll probably end up playing it too. And we'll probably be doing shows of us playing that game too. So, I think, though, that we are just about at the 10-minute mark in the show. So it's time for plugs and scuttlebutt. Go ahead and plug all the things that you have today for us, Keith.
Well, you know, I've been working a lot, as I said, and I got something good for the ladies out there. Ones that have a boyfriend, but they want to make him her husband. So I got a website here called gethimtomarry.com. And if you would like to go to that, ladies, you might figure out a way to make him pop the question.
And what's the link? I'm sorry.
It's called gethimtomarry.com.
Gethimtomarry.com. Oh, wow. I clicked on the wrong. Okay. Yeah, you do have it in the show notes. Gethimtomarry.com. www.gethimtomarry.com. And, of course, I am, as always, promoting Mr. Beer. That's right. The home brewery that is making the beer that I have brewing right now in my house. This weekend, we get to put it in the refrigerator. And one more week, and I'll be opening my first, well, no, my second Mr. Beer, but my first on the show, Mr. Beer. And you guys will see me drinking it and going.
I forget, is it cherry wheat?
It is a cherry wheat brew.
Oh, yeah.
Homebrew. Wife's idea. I have to give her her idea. And I just signed up for a homebrew forum, and we're thinking about going a little bit more major and getting into actually getting the hops, getting the wheat.
I got to hook you up with that.
Oh, sweet. Okay, we'll talk about that off the air. Of course, brosoos.com to see the show. Brosoos.com, hit the button to listen to the show. If you want to be a sponsor, if you want me to say something stupid on the air, we didn't have any sponsors today, so unfortunately, but if you hit the dedicate button or the what is it called, donate button, if you hit the donate button, put a dollar onto the show, I will say whatever you put in the comments area. If you want me to say goo goody goo goo, my butt is hairy and I like big butt women, pay a dollar and I will say that. We are also on iTunes, so just look up Oh Snap Show on iTunes. And for all those people who are wondering, no, and that's the answer to the question.
Oh, wow.
Simple, easy, and to the point. Just no. So anyway. But that, I guess, will be the show. Of course, we have something to close out the show with, and I don't have the link up, of course. So, okay. So it's time to do the shuffle. What? Oh, I think I even accidentally closed the link. Son of a gun. Okay. So I have to hurry up and find the link. I had like a cute little music thing I was gonna do at the end.
Fade us out in a cool way.
Yeah, fade us out in a cool way. And of course, I would screw it up because I've been drinking E&J because I'm getting the taste of I'm getting the taste of beer out of my system because when I want to taste the homebrew, I want to be just like beerless for like a couple of weeks. I don't want to have to deal with having like I just had a Bud Light and then I'm gonna have the homebrew. Oh, it doesn't taste like the Bud Light. No, I don't.
You're like that guy who's gonna go to the laser show and so he lays off the weed for a week so it'll
no
really
no
fill it
if I'm going to a laser show, man, I'm getting high. That's the that doesn't even make sense. Why not get high if you? It's 4:20 somewhere.
That's right.
All right. Okay. Dag burn it. I was gonna. The video that I'm looking for, I can't. Oh, wait, I know. Okay, here it goes. Let me type a little things in. All right, here is what we're going to go out with. A little anticipation for next month's Avenger movie.
We are at war.
It's time to put the team together.
Guys, you're going to love it. We got all the toys.
Let's suit up.
That sounds exhausting.
Hulk, I'm gonna smash.
It's that line, Hulk, smash. That does it for me every time. I think I wet myself. I
still like the image they show of him.
Oh gosh, he is it's the blockbuster to end all blockbusters, and since I'm not working next week, I may be going to see it at a particular theater. We may have to
I know the one you're talking about.
I think we may have to hook up for a little Oh Snap movie review.
Yeah, live and in person.
Live and oh, you know what? I'm up here wondering what the heck, you know what? Before we go, I've got to do this. That's right, I forgot I had sound effects.
Might as well make use of them now.
I might as well make use of them now. Well, thank you for joining us. We enjoy having you. Please email the show with your ideas, thoughts, and comments at osnapshow@gmail.com.
See you next time.
I gotta hit the record button. And